No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Woburn, Westboro, and Hyannis are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been recognized by Boston Magazine as one of their top wealth advisors, and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined as always by Matthew Peck and Keith Ellis. And we get it, folks. The holidays are coming up. We have Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a lot of you want to shut it down, but we're going to try to get you to think other things and try to plan for your retirement and not forget about the important things such as tax planning. I mean, that's an important subject that's come up in the news. What does this tax plan mean to you, and what could it mean to you if some of these things go through? After that, we're going to talk about three important things that you need to consider or plan for if you are 5 years or less from retirement. So those of you listening, 5 years or less, you're going to want to stick around for that segment because it's really important things you need to do to make sure you're prepared for what could be 30 years or more of unemployment or retirement. Then during our weekly market report, our certified financial planner, Matthew Peck, will talk about where has the volatility gone in the market? What does that mean to you? Is it going to pick up, you think, or is it going to stay pretty low volatile for the next foreseeable future? So all that and more, but before we get into the show, Keith and Matt, welcome. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great. I just got back. I have my turkey. It's frozen now, but it is slowly but surely defrosting, getting ready for the big day.
I thought you were going hunting for years.
I was going to say hunting and then
all
plucking.
I was going in my backyard. Oh, yeah. I have like a million wild turkeys. It's incredible. My kids like try to chase them. So it's hysterical. And I told them when we were younger, my little brother chased after a swan and the swan literally attacked him. So
swans
I said, be
are
careful.
Vicious. Swans
they are pretty vicious. They hiss and they're just, so I said, be careful, guys.
But did the turkeys turn around and
no,
chase your kids? They ran away?
Ran, and then the dog chased them. You know, I thought we were going to get a wild turkey for Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, happy Thanksgiving coming up for everyone listening.
Absolutely.
And I was, I always try to, the nerd that I am and the OCD tendencies that I have, I kind of combined all this into my weekend where I was going through, my wife was rushing around. We had to get ready for football. And I'm like, I need to vacuum the upstairs. The upstairs is just like, it just needs a vacuum. You know what I mean? So I'm running around. I start vacuuming. I lift up one of the chairs in my office, in my home office. And all of a sudden I see like 30 Swedish fish wrappers.
Oh.
And I'm like, Paxton. My eldest son, I'm like, what is going on here?
So you blamed it on him?
I was saying, you pretty much framed fish. Your oldest son. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, he was told not to go near it. And next thing you know, he's like, I was being creative trying to take the empty wrappers and build stuff with it because you want me to be creative. I'm like, nice try, buddy. And so it's funny, and obviously I hadn't gone into that chair in a while to clean up. As you can see, it built up to a lot of wrappers over the last few months. So what happened is, being the nerd that I am, I'm like, you know what? A lot of folks that we talk to every single day on the radio show, TV, whatever it is we're doing, workshops, they kind of like put these things in the corner or put these things under the chair, under the couch, and that's their retirement. They have these savings. They work their butts off to save money so that they can retire. and they have this stuff stored away, but they don't know what purpose it has. They don't have a plan around it, and they just hope that it's going to work out. But a lot of people are rolling the dice, Matt, that don't have a plan, that don't have a process.
Well, I mean, just whether it's that, or whether it's the idea of sort of squirreling it away and then just saying, okay, hey, what am I eventually going to do with it? Or think about Thanksgiving, right? Just to kind of go back to where my mind is right now. It's like, okay, I'm having, you know, 20, 25 people coming over. All right, so how many potatoes do I buy? And how much squash do I buy? And how much turkey and the pounds and whatnot? So here is all this planning for 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is, right? So I just spent 24 hours planning for 10. You said it earlier. Imagine retiring. That's 30 years. 30 years you have to plan for. 30 years you have to be ready for. And people aren't, if you don't have a plan, if you're not taking the time to prepare for those 30 years, then I'm not sure how, if you're going to like the 30 years. You know what I mean?
And what I see a lot out there, Matt, and we've talked about this before, is that people ask us, why you? How come you over the other advisors when you sit down with us? And it's a pretty simple answer. Number one, I feel like we've been doing this long enough since 2003, but we're all in our 30s, except for Keith, who's 40. He's obviously the oldest. But we all, hopefully, God willing, will be here for the long run. But number two, more importantly, is that, you know, when most other firms out there, that's all they do is invest your money. So if you're listening, you know the routine. You have stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You go in and the advisor looks at you and says, look how good we are. Well, the market's up the last 7-8 years, so hopefully you're making money. But they tell you you made money, you lost money, see you next year. Now, what about the impact on taxes? What about how to draw income out of those accounts? What about healthcare? What about taxes for the next generation? If you're just investing and you work with just a broker who invests your money, you're missing the whole point. Because I always tie it back to the Patriots, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, but imagine Tom Brady and Bill Belichick going into the Super Bowl. And sometimes we speak at different places across the country. When I bring this story up at other places, everyone boos me. In Massachusetts, everyone
cheers. But it's an annual occurrence, so.
I know, that's what I say. Know, exactly. Well, every 12 months when we're getting ready for the Super Bowl, and I let it set in for a minute. But what happens is, imagine Belichick and Brady are getting ready for a game, and they're just throwing passes to Gronkowski. And Brady, you know, Belichick says, yeah, just keep throwing passes. And the defense is like, what are we doing? What about special teams? The kicker's on the sideline. Like, do we get to play? What are we going to practice? Well, that's the same thing. We know passing in football is a very, very important part of the game. It's crucial. You can't really win if you're not passing well. But just like in building a retirement roadmap or having a retirement plan, having an investment plan is crucial and it's important, but it's not everything in retirement. So at SHP Financial, what we do is we build you an investment plan. We invest your money and we do it well. But then we have four other areas of what we call the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which is a process trademark to help you get to and through retirement. So what we do is we build you an investment plan that suits your risk tolerance and what your goals are. We build an income plan to make sure you have enough money to get through the rest of your life. We build a healthcare plan to make sure you're protected in that area. We look at taxes to see if we can minimize those both legally and ethically for now and the next generation. And then we look at legacy planning to maximize what's left. And we work with appropriate attorneys and CPAs when needed. But the bottom line, folks, if you only have an investment plan, you have a very small portion of what should be an overall game plan. Because when folks come into our office and they build the plan, what it means to you is that you can just go do what it is you want to do in retirement. Focus on your last few years of work. Focus on building that dream trip. We have clients that take dream trips every single year. Maybe you want to visit grandkids. Whatever it is you want to do, that's what our goal is, to put you in a position where you can not worry about all this stuff that we worry about for you and carry on with the rest of your life. So at our office, we know the holidays are coming close. We have about 12 appointments available between now and Christmas, believe it or not. So I know it's busy. We know you have stuff to do, but take some time. It's so important. We want to build you a plan that's going to get you to and through retirement so that you can go on and focus on the fun stuff in life. So if you want to book one of those appointments, pick up the phone now. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. And when you book an appointment, you get a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, which walks you thoroughly through our process in more depth. So the number to call is 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. 7777, or you can always go to our website, which is shpfinancial.com. Up next, we've heard a ton in the news lately about tax reform. What does it mean? Is it going to go through? And so myself, Keith, and Matt have been doing a little bit of research on this subject, and we're going to try to point out some areas of what could be. You know, it's not going to be exact, but we're going to point out certain areas. If this goes through, if that goes through, what are some ideas that you should be thinking about? Because when we sit down with our clients each and every year, we're taking this advice. We're trying to find any ways we can to save on taxes. So we're going to relay some information of what could be possibly if this tax reform goes through right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. This is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 or online at shpfinancial.com.
Why do so many people have trusts for their families? Do I need one, and what exactly can it do for me?
How will my son legally make healthcare and financial decisions for me if I'm not well?
What is the estate tax, and how can I minimize what my family has to pay?
How do I protect my children from lawsuits or divorce?
When you think about the comfort and security of your loved ones, there are so many questions that the whole thing can seem overwhelming. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, we'll walk you through each step of our dedicated process and address all of your concerns. Then, we create a complete and detailed plan specifically for you. We're committed to carrying out your wishes and protecting your family from the courts, liens, and the tax collector. You see, estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So when you're building an overall plan, we know it's important to have a plan that looks at all areas of retirement. We call it the SHP Retirement Roadmap. It's trademarked to benefit you, to take you to and through retirement. And so when we're building a plan, we look at obviously an income, investment plan, healthcare, and legacy. But if you and your advisor aren't having conversations each year on taxes, you may be missing the boat because there could be some potential savings for you or for the next generation that are going uncovered. And I always say, Matt, let's say you have the best advisor in the world and he's making or she's making you an extra 1% a year on $1 million, and they're making you $10,000 extra on top of anyone else out there, which I don't think is possible, but let's say they are. That's great, but if they're leaving your next generation a $300,000 tax bill, what's the point? Or if they're not saving taxes for you now, what's the point if there's benefits there for you? So when you're paying an advisor a fee, you want them to earn their fee and do more than just invest your money, in my opinion. So we're going to talk about some tax saving potential, you know, and just general retirement plans. But we also have this new release that came out from the House Committee that's titled The Unified Framework for Fixing Our Broken Tax Code. So, Keith, I don't know if you want to weigh in on that and what that can mean to the listeners.
Yeah, there's definitely some significant changes that they are proposing now. This isn't law by any means. They still have to go through the Senate, which I think Matt's going to touch on here in a bit. But basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make the tax system a little bit easier for people to understand. So, you know, basically trying to put accountants out of business.
No, they literally joked around about that. They said, if this goes through as is, correct. But they were joking about it.
Reading about the Senate version, it's already crazy again. But anyways, So in the House version of this, what they're trying to do is, again, is simplify the tax code. And they want to take us to a three tax bracket system. Tax brackets would break down as 12, 25, and 35. And, you know, I've been having a lot of conversations with the families that I work with and in my review meetings, but this could potentially open up some interesting opportunities to do Roth IRA conversions with different families. Obviously, depending on where they fall from an income standpoint on a year-to-year basis, but if you can get money out, say, at a 12 or 15%, you know, or rather 12 or 25% tax bracket, and you were a lot higher than that previously, maybe it's considered a tax holiday for a period of time. You know what I mean? So that's one thing to look out for.
Well, right now, there's seven tax brackets.
That's the issue.
So it's like, let's try to simplify this a little bit.
Exactly. And another thing that they want to do is basically repeal the alternative minimum tax. So that's another big change that could be coming. Again, obviously, depending on what shakes out between when they kind of commingle, I think the two bills together is really what they're going to probably end up doing. And just another thing to keep your eye on is corporate repatriation of assets. Now, this is a big deal ever since Trump got elected. And why I say that is a lot of people are hoping in kind of betting on this happening. We've seen a huge increase in the market since Trump got elected. A lot of it has to do with the growth of the economy and how the economy is picking up and things like that. But I think a lot of people are still hoping that this repatriation occurs, because what will happen is this money that's overseas will come back and it will make, and obviously if they lower the corporate tax rate as well, it'll make America a little bit more competitive in regards to business taxes. So, you know, it could be a huge windfall if this were to go through and really even spur the economy more.
Exactly. And Keith, did you hear him? He got See, I was going to make fun of him. I can't even say it.
Yeah,
he got it right the first time. I can always mess up that word. But well, it's an important thing. If that happens, that could fuel even more growth.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. You know, increased dividends. I mean, they'd be, you know, for shareholders, as well as sort of, you know, the bottom line of the U.S. Treasury, you know, would certainly help, you know, bringing that cash back home.
Absolutely.
I always love to point out the fact that, you know, with any type of tax bill, you're going to have winners and losers. And unfortunately, we're not in a winning state. And I want to kind of share that with our listeners. Right. I mean, because we have two things going for us that you guys may have heard about. Number one is that we have relatively high local taxes, both property taxes as well as income taxes. And both of the bills, because there is some differences for the Senate bill, but right now the House bill is talking about capping the deductions up to $10,000. All right, so let me back up and tell what that means. Right now, if you itemize your deductions, you're able to write off any taxes that you paid on the state level. You're able to use that as an itemized deduction against your, you know, against your income. So you sort of pay less taxes. So all of us here in Massachusetts, that if you were using that as an itemized deduction, that will no longer be available. Same idea about, we also live in a state that has high mortgages and the mortgage interest deduction. Now, right now, they're talking about limiting that to $500,000. So, unfortunately, we live in a state with high property values. So, if somebody has a mortgage that's over $500,000, they're losing that deduction.
Jeez.
You know, so here are two areas that, you know, here for, you know, us here in Massachusetts, that that we can't exactly be happy about it. Although, to kind of go back to what Keith was mentioning, as a country, and to, you know, have a simplified tax code, and hopefully a much more competitive corporate tax rate. I mean, that's obviously what we're rooting for as a country. Although, for all of our listeners here in Massachusetts, some of these deductions or limiting deductions might hurt us.
And they're getting a lot of pushback on that, though, Matt.
Right.
Because a lot of the senators that come from, you know, say New York, where, mm-hmm. you know, Maine,
right.
there's huge taxes that need to, and, you know, if they're not getting the benefit of the bill, then there's a chance they might not vote for it. So something needs to be done in order for them to still even get this legislation through.
Well, yep. They'd even talked about repealing the estate tax. Mm-hmm. But what they're talking about is the federal level, which is almost $11 million for a couple. And most, I don't know, you know, about you, but most myself included, I'm not in an $11 million bracket that I have to worry about federal estate tax. And if you are, you know, that's a good problem to have. In Massachusetts, there's still over $1 million. If you pass away with more than $1 million, you're subject to a Massachusetts estate tax at death for your next generation. So we're always advising, there's ways to cure that. There's ways to reduce that. And so when we look at when we, if you're thinking about this, these taxes, and I know we went pretty deep into these areas, and hopefully it wasn't too confusing, but the bottom line is, you have to make sure that whatever advisory team that you're working with, they are looking out for your best interest when it comes to all things retirement. And so think about an example of a client, I was just thinking about, they were in about a week or two ago, they've been a client for a couple of years, and without getting into all the details, we were able to save them in taxes $2,000-$3,000 a year just by doing some basic tax planning. Now, what that meant to them, they could start putting that money away every single year into 529 plans for their grandkids. That was their goal. Some people want to take an extra trip. Sounds fun. These people wanted to make more money for their grandkids so that they had an education. And if they do that for the next 20 years, that's real money that they're putting away with interest just from simple tax savings tips. So it's all about educating both you as a listener, but our clients, each and every time we sit down, we're trying to find ways to be more efficient with your entire plan. And if we're charging a fee to manage money, we want to make sure we're providing you that value and managing a solid portfolio and building you a plan. But we always want to take it one step further. So if that sounds like you, I'd say if you're not sure if you're getting this type of advice or if you don't have an advisor at all, come either get a review of your situation or come get a second opinion. It's not going to hurt you. The holidays are coming up, so get in while you have a chance. We have about 12 appointments available between now and Christmas. It's getting close. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We'd be happy to sit down with you. The number to do so is 800-227-7777. Offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, three important things that you need to do, plan for, or consider if you're 5 years or less from retiring.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
You've spent most of your life working to succeed. All the money you've saved and the assets you've earned are going to become your family's inheritance. Carefully documenting this transfer of wealth in an estate plan isn't something that can be trusted to just anyone. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, the only thing we do is estate planning. My staff and I are 100% focused on making sure that every dollar, all of your property and every asset goes to your loved ones at the right time. After all you've done to build your wealth, you should know that it will remain intact. We'll develop an estate plan based on trusts for everything you need to preserve your legacy. We'll provide you with a thorough set of documents that are specific to you and your estate. Because estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
If you are in or close to retirement, are you sure your money will last the rest of your life? I'm Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. So many times, clients first come to us with a retirement portfolio, but no plan on how to safely withdraw those assets and protect themselves from running out of money later in life. At SHP Financial, we take each client through our retirement roadmap process, focusing on five critical areas of your retirement: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. Our process is simple and easy to understand. Once we build your customized roadmap, we don't stop there. We review your plan annually to make sure you stay on track so that you can enjoy your retirement years. If you have a portfolio but no plan, call today for a complimentary consultation with an SHP Financial team member. There's no cost and no obligation. Call 800-227-7777 with offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. That's 800-227-7777 or on the web at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we're going to get into really three important things that you really need to consider as you're approaching retirement and plans that you need to start working out if you're within 5 years or so away from retiring. Before I do, Matt, we have to obviously give Keith credit for being a trooper again this week with his back problem.
Yes. And congratulations.
Two weeks ago, we had to shut down the show.
These dates.
I feel bad saying this in a weird way, but remember, so Matt, Keith and I, we didn't know you were injured, and he started walking out of the studio sideways. So Matt and I had to cut the segment. we had to stop recording because we couldn't stop laughing. And I felt bad a little bit, but we've all had back problems. And then we went to, we had a conference we had to speak at. And I was like, Keith, it's amazing that you can actually take clients when you're standing at a right angle.
My back definitely was killing
but it's,
me.
It's a bit better now, though. It's better now. It's
straightening out. It's yeah, at like, it's at like,
it's not 100%.
It's 45 degrees instead of 90.
That's good.
That's a good progression. Heading
trend in the right direction.
So back to the less important things, retiring. If you're within like 3 to 5 years of retiring, there's really some really important areas that you have to consider because we all know when you retire, the last thing you want to do is have someone tell you 3 years into it that you have to put your work boots back on or whatever it is you want to do and start trekking back to Boston or whatever wherever you have getting up early. That's the last thing you want to do. So when I mentioned earlier about like you have a lot of folks save so much money and they work so hard to save it, but they haven't really addressed it as to what it means to them. When can they retire? Is it going to last? Have they built a plan that's going to last the rest of their lives? And so if that's you and you're listening right now, please take some, if you're driving, don't take notes, take some mental notes because this could be the difference between success and failure in your retirement. So Matt, we're going to go through three important things you need to consider. What's number one?
All right, let me begin with expenses. Excuse me. All right, and to give the bumper sticker version, just so everyone, I'll repeat it twice. It is not how much you save, it is how much you spend. And so let me repeat that again. It's not necessarily how much you save, it's how much you spend. It is knowing what your expenses are as you are nearing retirement and getting a good handle on them. You know, I think about how when people come into our offices, whether it's Plymouth or Woburn or Westboro, and, you know, we obviously start to talk and get to know them a little bit. But rather than asking about how much they've saved and what their goals are and anything else like that, it's like, okay, no, let's talk about what you spent and what's the cost of your current lifestyle. Are you happy with that current lifestyle? Now, at times it's difficult because I'm thinking of a client recently that was in his mid-50s. He still had, you know, kids in his, you know, high teens, early 20s that were living at home. So we had to work with him to get, you know, to begin the planning process to sort of extract or separate the, you know, what, you know, because some of his, he has two boys. I mean, he was, you know, 20-year-old boys.
Spending away.
Just eating, you know, and he was also still floating their cell phones and some of their auto insurance and things like that. So by kind of going through a detailed expense audit, you know, which is what we, a tool that
we can help
have,
you with this.
Right.
If you're listening, we can help you find out what your expenses are.
No, we have a great tool that we just walk people through to say, okay, how much is this? Now, is this your spend or is this something that, you know, that would be either go up or go down? Like, what about health insurance? You know, will that go up and go down? And then mortgages. You know, occasionally we'll see people that say, hey, Matt, I'm mortgage free. And I'll say, all right, Derek, that's great. But do you want a second home? You know, did you want a place in Florida or up in the mountains or, you know, how much do you want to travel? So by really, really digging into the expenses, you can then build the entire plan,
yep,
the entire planning process on that. Because if I know how much they spend, then that is what informs what you should invest, how you should invest, what, you know, how much, what you should take out from where, when to take Social Security. It really, really is the fundamental. So just to repeat again, it's not how much you save, it's how much you spend. And you need to understand that first and foremost.
And if you have an advisor that's done a good job growing your portfolio for you, that's great. But getting to retirement and getting through retirement is a completely different scenario. And so we focus on that distribution stage, which is crucial because it's a different, what's the quote, Keith, getting down Mount Everest or it's dangerous than getting up it or something?
Yeah, climbing a mountain, you know, you figure climbing a mountain is your working years. You get to the top, that's kind of the pinnacle, that's when you retire. And retirement is the way down the mountain. The problem is most injuries or deaths occur like from a true mountain climbing experience on the way down. So you have to treat retirement almost the same way.
Mm-hmm. So first is for the listeners that you have to know exactly what your expenses are or pretty close, have a rough idea of what your expenses are. What's the second one, Keith?
Just know the amount of risk you're taking and be comfortable with it. So many people do put assets away into retirement plans. And they've done such a good job saving, and it's kind of easy right now to put the gas pedal down. You know what I mean? But they never change the allocations as they get closer and closer to retirement. So a lot of times people come in and we'll say, you know, where are you? And, you know, what's your mindset? And tell us a little bit about the risk you're willing to take at this point in your life. Well, you know, I'm 3 years away from retirement. I'm 5 years away from retirement. I want to be a little bit more conservative. And then we start to do the analysis on their portfolio, and it's like, whoa, you know,
you're not.
You're actually allocated moderate aggressively. But the neat part about it is, and I always say this to my clients and the people that I'm working with, you know, how do you want to invest? Well, I'm a conservative. Or how do you want to invest? Moderate. You go to another advisor and they ask you that, and you know, okay, you're moderate. Here's the portfolio. But what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
Right? And I think we have software in our office that actually can quantify and show you what exactly that means, both from a positive gain standpoint and from, you know, the downside that you would be exposed to in given periods of time. So I usually recommend, you know, and that we do that analysis for folks, both from a risk standpoint. And the second thing I'll add is fees. You know, yeah. Fees are a silent killer, you know, of a portfolio. It's a way to erode your portfolio a lot faster than you're even aware of, because you don't know the fees that you're paying because they're embedded in these funds, right? So typically what folks get when they come in to meet with us is we do a fee analysis and a risk analysis, because we want to quantify and show you exactly what your upside and downside is. So then we can make the appropriate decisions going forward for the allocation.
Well, risk is a huge one. I had a client that came in. It was a client that heard us on the radio a few years ago, became a client, referred their friends to us. They came in a couple weeks ago, and they had about $1.5 million in savings. They had worked hard. And I asked them, what's the most you could lose? They were about 62 and 59, wanted to retire in the next 3 years. I said, what's the most you could lose without really being nervous in your portfolio? And they said, if I lost more than $100,000, I would be nervous. We ran a risk analysis on their portfolio. They came back in, and if we had another cycle in the market, they would lose $565,000, like another 2008 type year, which would completely blow their retirement out of the water, and they'd have to go back to work. The crazy part about it is, and I'm glad they came in and so are they, I said, you don't need to take that risk. Based on your goals and the expenses that we calculated for them, they can achieve their goals by taking a lot of risk off the table. So I said, is it worth trying to make an extra $100,000 to lose $500,000? And they said, of course not. So we always tell clients, we're going to teach you the difference between investing and between actual goals-based financial planning. And again, if you can achieve your goals with less risk, why take that risk? Why give yourself the chance of having to go back to work once you retire? So the final piece, number three, is to build an income plan. Everyone listening should have an income plan to know exactly what they're going to be drawing from when they retire. We look at your Social Security. How do we take that? Any pensions, rental? Are you going to work part-time? And we match it up to your goals and expenses, and we build a plan to make sure there's enough income coming from those that's going to last you the rest of your life. Because folks, what that means is, think about that. If you had come into our office 3 months ago and settled this and taken care of it, wouldn't you feel a lot better right now knowing that that's done and behind you, and you can focus on your family, friends, religion, whatever it is you want to do in retirement, and take it from there? We can help. All you have to do is take some time out of your day, sit down with us for an hour for a cup of coffee. We have 12 appointments only available between now and Christmas. So give us a call, 800-227-7777. There's no cost to sit down with us. Offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis, 800-227-7777, or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. After the break, the weekly market report. Where has volatility gone? We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. In times of market volatility, it's even more important to have the correct amount of risk in your investments. At SHP Financial, we use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically pinpoints your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a precise way to measure your exact comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Visit shpfinancial.com and click What's My Risk Number? Answer the quick 5-minute questionnaire and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match
and clearly define the path for your financial goals. Put the most advanced technology to work for you. Find out what your risk number is today. Visit shpfinancial.com and click the link, What's My Risk Number? That's shpfinancial.com.
This is Matt Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. If you've worked hard and have been fortunate enough to save $1 million or more for retirement, you're in an elite group and should have an investment strategy to match. SHP Financial has a team dedicated to helping build on the success that you've already created. We want you to live the retirement lifestyle that you've dreamed of. That's why we're relentless when it comes to protecting your nest egg. We want you to get rid of the unnecessary fees that higher net worth investors pay through overlapping investments and keep you from paying too much in taxes. This can give you more of your money. Look, you expect five-star service, and we're here to give it to you. Call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777. We'll review your current plan and show you how our team could be your team. Call 800-227-7777 or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
We've always talked about the importance of having a holistic plan that includes multiple areas of retirement beyond investing. So we talk about our retirement roadmap is built on a plan that looks at income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And like we said before, investments are a key part of your retirement, and having the right allocation is crucial based on what your goals are. So in this segment, during our weekly market report, as always, we're joined by our certified financial planner, Matthew Peck. And the topic this week, Matt, I know you went to a conference recently, and it's really, where has volatility gone? So I'll let you take it from there.
Oh, absolutely, guys. So I was honored to be in New York the past couple of weeks, and it was a conference put on by JP Morgan and their chief global strategist, Dr. David Kelly, as well as ex-Secretary of Defense Robert Gates was there as well. So, you know, here in this conference had some really, really bright minds and some really great information, and kind of wanted to share it with our listeners, because everyone sort of had the same feeling and the same concerns. It's like, okay, the market has just been going up and up and up, and even when it goes down, it doesn't really go down that much. And, you know, VIX, or which is a measurement of the volatility of kind of how crazy up and crazy down it goes, has been, you know, hitting historically low numbers. So when they had the information on it, there was three main reasons why they are saying that, you know, the reason why things are as quiet as they've been now. The first is just in general, or actually to kind of summarize as to why exactly it is just the American economy is less volatile. So the market is less volatile because currently the American economy is less volatile. And there's three main reasons for that. Number one is oil prices. Oil prices used to shock us into recessions, and they used to had, you know, they had issues in the early 70s, and anytime OPEC would sort of, you know, cut production or increase production, you would see people kind of freak out, and suddenly, you know, gas would be that much more expensive, which means that they would stop spending as much, etc. Well, with fracking technology, the American exporters and importers can basically bring oil onto the market extremely fast. So if we suddenly have a shock, all these guys from, you know, in the West are going to run out to their rigs, turn on the fracking technology, and suddenly we have enough oil to kind of moderate whatever the shock may be. So fracking technology has sort of served as a governor on oil prices. Secondly, is the fact that we are moving as a nation towards more of a service-based economy. So, you know, globalization, you know, obviously has hurt manufacturing jobs, and so there are a lot less jobs in that profession, but productivity's still there.
Sure.
In the meantime, we're going to restaurants, and we're traveling, and we're providing financial services, for example. We're much more of a service-based economy, which then, again, is less volatile and less sort of, rocky than manufacturing and some of the more traditional, or at least, you know, past 100 years. And then lastly, which is kind of part of that manufacturing, is inventory. You know, back 20 years ago, right, they had a good idea of what was in their warehouse, but they, you know, it was their best guess.
Nowadays, everything is known at all point in time.
All accounted for.
It's all accounted for. So, oh, and by the way, Derek, and if it's not accounted for and you need more, I'm going to call up my buddy in China and he'll be able to get it for you if I can't get it for you.
Sure.
So you have this technology that is all over inventory and tracking everything, while at the same time, it's attached to a global supply chain. So if I need something extra, I can just call up a buddy and get it. So those three reasons: oil prices are a lot less volatile because of fracking. We're moving towards a more of a service-based economy, and inventory tracking as well as sort of categorizing or cataloging has been that much better. So these are all reasons why we are having a lot less volatile economy, which in turn is a lot less volatile stock market.
Yeah, good stuff, Matt. And for those of you listening, each and every week we put out what's called a weekly market report. That includes an important topic on the market currently, kind of a current event type topic, like Matt just discussed. And we also include a copy of our radio show in case you missed it or you want to go back and listen to a segment. We have a weekly blog. And then we have some fun family pictures of what's going on in our own lives, just that I think sometimes is most entertaining for our clients to look at, just to see what we're up to in our families and our kids and whatnot. But if you want to get on that report, there's obviously no charge. Just go to our website, shpfinancial.com, and go to weekly newsletter sign up. I believe it's even on the homepage. Again, shpfinancial.com. Weekly newsletter sign up. Just put in your email, and you'll start receiving each and every weekend. So when we talk about investments, in last segment we talked about the three things you have to do to build an income plan. Three things you have to do before you retire. I'm getting ahead of myself, and that's know your expenses. It's make sure you're not taking on too much risk, and then also making sure you build an income plan. And the reason I bring this up is because even though Matt talked about, it looks the volatility is fairly low, we never know. We're not going to predict when the next market correction is going to be. And if all of your money is at risk, and you're taking and you're planning on withdrawing from just the stock market, and you're going to be selling at different times, or maybe you're listening and saying, "What are you talking about? I don't have a plan on when I'm going to retire, when I'm going to draw money out."
Well, let me put it this way: as smart as these people are, I wouldn't necessarily stake my entire retirement on it.
That's what I'm saying. And then, so I remember 2008, our fifth year in the business. Mm-hmm. Keith and I had a client we were working with, came into our office, said, "Hey, I have $1.5 million." We said, perfect. You don't need to take on much risk. If we just do this, this, and this, you'll be fine for the rest of your life. You'll get your $130,000 a year from your total, from all of your income sources. Great. He took it back to his advisor. His advisor said, "What are you talking about? You're taking on, we're going to make so much more money in the market than you will over there. You need to take on more risk to get a higher return." All right, no problem. He left, came back a year later, lost about $600,000-$700,000, mm-hmm. and said, "Now what do we do?" And we said, unfortunately, leaving the name out of it, your income plan of what we thought it was going to be of $130,000 is now going to be about $80,000. Is that going to work for you? And you know what? He's doing okay. He became a client, and he had to cut his expenses and not travel as much. But that's what could have been ended up being a completely different situation because he wanted to take more risk, and his advisor advised him not to get more conservative. We don't know what the market's going to hold and what's going to happen in the future. But we know if we build a plan that can sustain different market environments and that you have a plan set aside for safety, you have money set aside to draw income, we know anything in the market long term that we're going to put for you has time. We're not going to need that for many years. And so what that means to you folks, I know it sounds confusing and just, you know, more details than you might need. You need to have a plan that allows you to retire with confidence, knowing that we are thinking about how we're going to generate your income to last the rest of your life, and there's an actual plan that goes around it. It's not set it and forget it. We update it every single time you come in, at least once a year, to make sure you're staying on track. How much better would you feel if you had that in place if you don't already, or if your advisor's not doing that for you, or maybe you don't have an advisor at all? Bottom line is, take some time out of your day, spend an hour with us at one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, or Hyannis. See if we can help. I'm telling you, we've been doing this since 2003. It's our passion. It's what we've always loved to do in this business. We want to help you build a plan that looks at all areas of retirement so you can retire and do what it is that you want to do, live the retirement dreams that you have, and not have to worry about this side of the spectrum. Our offices, again, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. Call right now, 800-227-7777 to book a no-obligation consultation. 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, our retirement roadmap recap, we're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. If you're not 100% sure you're prepared for retirement, get a professional's help. Call the retirement professionals at SHP Financial for a no-obligation retirement roadmap review that will take about an hour, but could add thousands to your portfolio. The number is 800-227-7777. You'll get a risk analysis, an investment analysis, a tax analysis, and a fee analysis. Insight that will help you to know if you're on the right track. If you don't know how much you're paying for your current investments, call SHP. If you don't have a clear strategy in the event of a market downturn, call SHP. If you're not sure what would happen to your estate when you pass, call SHP. They'll tackle these questions and a lot more with their no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Call SHP to schedule yours now at 800-227-7777. That number again is 800-227-7777. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So hopefully you got some information on today's show that you can apply to your own lives, or maybe you realize you need some help and that you'll give us a call to sit down with us. Either way, we talked about a few different areas of retirement. Keith, what's your number one takeaway for today's show?
Yeah, you know, with the laws potentially coming out some point this year between the House and the Senate, and maybe there'll be some tax bill that's put forward and then actually put into place, it's important for you and your advisor to be having conversations about some of the one implications that it could have on you moving forward. But also, too, some of the strategies that might now be available to you to kind of use this as a way to, you know, like we talked about earlier, like Roth IRA conversions, things along those lines. All those things need to be looked at and explored on your behalf to show you the pros and cons and whether you want to make that decision moving forward.
Yeah, your ongoing tax advice. Again, we're looking to, if you can save a few bucks a year and you can pass on wealth to your next generation with less taxes, why not explore it? Matt, how about yourself?
I wanted to come back to the, you know, you originally mentioned towards the towards our first segment about kind of what makes us different. And I kind of wanted to go back to that only because, you know, about a week ago, I sat down with someone, you know, came into our Woburn office and just said, oh, yeah, no, I hear you. You know, I hear you on the radio and I hear everyone else on the radio. And it's like, oh, you guys are kind of like a dime a dozen. Now, I appreciated his feedback. but then I just really wanted to stress to all of our listeners out there that we are not the same. You know, I mean, there are firms out there that are broker based, which means that, okay, is it their goals that they are trying to reach, or is it your goals that you're trying to reach? So by working with a fiduciary and working with someone that has a plan in place, you know, that really sits down with you and talks about the tax plan and talks about the income plan and talks about what your goals are, and is just there with you for the entire run. You know, because at the base of it, you have to feel comfortable with that person. And you have to feel comfortable with your planner in the sense that he or she is doing what is in my best interests for me, not just for the advisor, but for me. And I think those are the reasons, you know, having a trademark process, being comfortable and just getting, you know, building that relationship with the client. In my opinion, you're not going to get that anywhere nearly as good and as nice as what we provide.
Well, that too, Matt, the other thing on that's a great kind of closing thought, but I would say also that, you know, many other firms, they don't, you know, if you're getting more of like a something pitched to you, like, hey, buy this product, buy this annuity, buy this
right.
mutual fund, that's not a consultative type of appointment. That's not a goals-based solution. That's a product. But at SAP Financial, we sit down and analyze, talk to you about what your goals are. What's important to you? What does money mean to you? You know, what's important in your life right now? And we always say, you know, the best time to build and implement a plan is when you don't need it. It's ahead of time. It's getting ahead of the game. So my final takeaway is just You've heard us talk about on today's show the importance of a plan. What differentiates us at SHP Financial is our five-step retirement roadmap process. If you think about any questions you have around retirement, I'm guessing it falls into one of these areas: income planning, investment planning, tax planning, health and long-term care planning, as well as legacy and estate planning. Because we found that most folks that listen to us and most of the folks that we serve were concerned about having income that's going to last the rest of their life. They were concerned about taking too much risk potentially in their investments. They're concerned about paying too much in taxes, both now and for the next generation. They ask us, what about healthcare? What if I need long-term care? What's that going to do to my retirement? And they say, what about my estate? What about the ones I love the most? How do I make sure it goes efficiently to them? So in our combined 52 years of experience, we decided that those five areas are five different areas that when addressed properly can potentially lead to clarity and allow you to go into retirement with confidence, knowing that we're addressing all five areas of your retirement. So we said, we're going to build our clients an income plan that will last as long as they do. We're going to build an investment plan for you that can go, that's built according to your risk tolerance, not taking on too much risk for your situation. We're going to build ways to find how to legally and ethically save on taxes for you and the next generation. We're going to find ways to plan for healthcare if that's a concern. If it's a possibility, we want to protect your assets from long-term care and healthcare. And finally, how do we leave the assets to the next generation to maximize wealth as well as leave it both more efficiently from a tax perspective? That's a retirement roadmap. By building that plan in place, by having someone that can look over this and continue to review it year after year, unless you're a do-it-yourselfer and you want to do all that, this is what we do for you. This is what we do for our clients. This is what we're passionate about. So take us up on the offer. We have 12 appointments available over the next, between now and Christmas. If you haven't sat down with us before, come check out what makes us different. It's worth an hour of your time. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. Call right now, 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or go to our website and book in a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much for your support as always, and we look forward to talking to you again next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.